One of the best ways a company or an organization or a book can convey its mission statement is by choosing a good name, a name that encapsulates the very essence of the company or the team or the organization. For example, Hatzalah, in one word, sums up exactly what they are and what they stand for. Home Depot, it's exactly what its name says. It is a store for all your household needs. Or Tesla, new, exciting, electrifying. So when you look at the names of the books of the Torah, they all do a very good job in encapsulating what's contained within that particular sefer. For example, Bereishis, the entire sefer Bereishis is in essence the physical and spiritual beginning and development of the world. Or Vayikra, Rashi says it's a loving call from us and Hashem to us, teaching us how to properly serve him with karbonos. Bamidbar, it's the entire story of the Jews in the desert. Dvarim, the entire speech that Moshe gave on the last day of his life. The odd one out is Shemais. Names. How does Shemais, names, encapsulate the entire sefer? What does names have to do with the exile in Mitzrayim? What does Shemais have to do with getting out of Egypt and going into the desert? What does names have to do with camping around Har Sinai and receiving the Torah? What does Shemais have to do with building a Mishkan? What does Shemais have to do with anything that contains within Sefer Shemais? So the Baal HaTzurim says something fascinating on the word Shemais, and it perhaps can shed light on our question. He says that the word Shemais is really an acronym for Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. This refers to the obligation for every male to learn the Torah each week with the translation. Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. Now there's an obvious question. Why is the Torah suddenly, right at the beginning of Sefer Shemais, telling me about the mitzvah to do Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum? Shouldn't it have reminded me long ago or alluded to long ago somewhere, I don't know, in Sefer Bereishis, like at the beginning of the Torah? Shouldn't the Torah allude to the mitzvah somewhere closer to the beginning of the year when we begin our cycle of Torah reading? Why suddenly now, at the beginning of Shemais, it's alluding to Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum? So perhaps there's a rhythm and a reason for choosing to place the reference of Shnayim Mikra right at the beginning of Shemais. Perhaps it's to tell us a powerful message. Perhaps the Torah is telling us, do you want to know the key to surviving exile? Do you want to know the secret to making it out of persecution alive? Do you want to know how to thrive in a desert? It's Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. The Torah specifically waits until Sefer Shemais to tell me about the mitzvah of learning the weekly Torah. Reading for Shemais begins the Gullus. Shemais begins our journey into the desert. Shemais begins our voyage that will eventually crisscross the entire world. Shemais begins our trek that took us from Iran to Iraq to Spain to Portugal to Yugoslavia to Yemen to France, Germany, Morocco, Russia, Egypt, Africa, Austria, Australia, China, Norway, Bosnia, Croatia, Chile, Mongolia, and everywhere in between. Precisely there, right at the beginning, do we need a reminder about the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum? For it is the secret, it is the key. Keeping the Torah close by is the antidote to the poison of exile. Week in and week out, month in and month out, year in and year out, century in, century out. No matter where our journey takes us, the Torah will be by our side. It is the secret, it is the key, the relentless, continuous Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. For many, many years, every Friday, on the bottom right corner of the cover of the New York Times was a box which stated, women should light the Shabbat candles at such and such a time. And for decades this was there, year in and year out. And one day it just stopped. The sponsor had died and the New York Times moved on without its familiar Friday candle lighting times. And years later, on January 1st, 2000, the New York Times put out the much-anticipated special Millennium Edition. And the front page of the paper was split into three-thirds. The first third was a reprint of the front page from January 1st, 1900. The next third was the front page of the present day, January 1st, 2000. The last third was a futuristic front cover depicting January 1st, 2100. And it predicted some, that predicted page was strange. The headline introduced some humorous article debating whether or not robots should be allowed to vote. But what it had on the bottom right corner is what took people by surprise. For some reason, on the corner of the 2100 front page, it had the following familiar words in a box: women shall light Shabbat candles at such and such a time. People were bewildered. They hadn't seen that in years. Why all of a sudden did it make its return? So the editor-in-chief, an Irish man, was asked what the box was doing there, and he responded as follows. When we were sitting in the editor's boardroom trying to figure out what to put in on that last section of the front page, we realized there is no way to know for certain where the world will be in 100 years. What would the world possibly look like? We can't even remotely predict what the world will be like. But there is one thing we can predict with certainty. There is one thing we know for sure, and that is Jewish women will be lighting Shabbat candles on Friday night. I don't know how, but they did it the last 3,000 years. They're going to do it the next 3,000 years. Our nation has a little secret. We have something called the Torah, which has guided us and prodded us and loved us and saved us and nurtured us. It has led us through the darkest times in world history. It held our hands and took us out of cattle cars and ghettos. It bent down, picked us up, dusted us off, and carried us on its wings throughout the world. It has been our pipeline to heaven, our connection to infinity. And we likewise revere it and study it. We learn it. We love it. We sing it. We cry for it. We pick it up and we dance with it. Precisely at the beginning of our exile, the Torah tells us the antidote. The very first words of Sefer Shemais lets us in on the secret. It not only encapsulates the entire Sefer Shemais, it encapsulates our entire trek through time. Shemais belts out, love the Torah and the Torah will love you. Learn it week after week after week after week. Be there for it and it will be there for you. It's our mantra. It's our anthem. It's what keeps us, a little tiny nation, thriving in our long, dark exile.